Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North. The sensible thing to do on a hot summer night is to remain quietly at home with your shoes off, the radio on, and a pitcher of lemonade cooling quietly in the refrigerator. That's why we find the Norths out strolling on this particular night, with, of course, their shoes on. What about them, Dolly?
The world would be a happier place if more of them were off more feet more of the time.
Shoemakers.
What about them, Jerry?
They'd starve to death. Their little children would roam hungrily about the streets.
All right. The little children does it. Let's keep on walking. You hot?
Uh-huh. And it isn't the humidity. It's the heat.
That ain't the way I heard it. Oh, Jerry.
Hmm.
Over there.
No.
All right. Now we'll never know.
Never know what?
Whether your voice is really as romantic as Charles Boyer.
Huh. It's more romantic. Listen. Hedy. Hedy, meet me in the Casbah. Hedy.
No. No, because you can't compare them that way.
Well, how could you?
There's a studio across the street, a sound studio, you see?
I begin to understand.
Only 75 cents to record your voice and take it home with you.
I can take my voice home for nothing.
We could both make a record. A love scene.
It's too hot.
Oh, Jerry.
I meant to go into one of those sound booths.
Boyer. What a voice. What magnetism. What charm.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, darling.
We'll record our voices for posterity. And will they be sorry?
Yeah.
We want to record our voices, clerk.
My friends call me Happy. Why?
Why do they call you Happy?
Why do you want to record your voices?
My wife thinks I sound better than Boyer.
Oh, well, maybe to her. Women are funny like that, especially wives.
Why do they call you Happy, Happy?
On account of I'm always bubbling with good cheer.
Happy, lead us to the slaughter.
Who's getting killed?
Happy, we want to record our voices, remember?
Oh, yeah. You're the couple who
want to record their voices.
This way, please. In there.
Thanks. What do you do, throw a switch or something?
A friend of mine once had a switch thrown on him. He was never the same afterwards.
He wasn't?
The guy who threw the switch was a fella up at Sing Sing.
Oh, Jerry.
Happy is just joking. when do we start, Happy?
When the bell rings. Over there, see? But ain't you going to rehearse?
I guess so. Am?
I don't know. We've never done this before, but I suppose we better.
Yeah. Leave me know when you're ready. By the way.
Yeah?
Over there on the table, there's a book. All about love. Poems.
Poems.
About love.
Ain't you two gonna make like you was in love for the record?
As a matter of fact, we were, but how did you know?
Mister, they always do. The suckers. Go ahead, folks.
My love is like a red rose. You know, Pam, as a matter of fact, you're not like a rose at all.
Jerry, we're being recorded.
Oh, okay. My love, you have a red no. No, that's not right. Where were we?
My love is like a melody.
Oh, that's sweetly played in tune. I never could carry a tune. Back in school, my music teacher used to ask me for a command performance in reverse. You know, to keep still, I used to mislead the other kids.
Jerry North, at this moment, you're supposed to be making violent love to me.
Oh, sure. Come here.
In verse.
Who can be violent in verse?
Jerry.
All right, let's see. How do I love thee? Boy, that was a snappy answer. With bells.
I'm afraid, darling, that's all posterity is going to get.
I'm afraid that's all posterity may want. Well, let's go out and collect our disc.
All right. But somehow I've got a feeling that it isn't going to turn out to be one of the recording gems of all time. Because you heckle.
I never heckle, except on odd Tuesdays. Is today an odd... happy.
Here it is, all wrapped up. For the record, the name and address, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Gerald North, 24 St. Anne's Place. Collectors of rare recordings, heard on appointment only.
Yeah. This I hate to do, but Mr. Jerem wants I should get 75 cents from all the customers.
Oh, your boss. Yeah, he was.
Thanks. You don't care how you spend your money, huh?
Well, you know the old saying, you can't take it with you.
Yeah. In that case, don't go, Mr. North. Don't go.
I can hardly wait till we get home, darling.
Ah, that's love.
To hear our record.
Oh, I can wait. 20 years or so.
Hey.
Our driver. Yes?
Maybe you ain't gonna get home.
What do you mean?
We ain't alone.
Of course we're not. Pam's with us.
I meant in the sense a car is following us.
Ah, record collector, perhaps. Although we heard of the new masterpiece rather quickly.
Jerry, somebody is shooting at me.
Don't be selfish at us. Not a record collector, maybe a collector of old automatics. Driver.
I heard, and they ain't mosquitoes.
Well, can't you speed up a bit?
I can, but this hack can't.
I'll take a look.
What? Oh!
They got the back window. Pam, get down on the floor.
I will not. Then I'll never know what happened.
If one of these bullets hit you...
Oh, don't be so gruesome.
Don't look now, folks, but I think...
What?
We're gonna hit a lamppost.
You're dead.
I am not.
Oh.
Yeah, we did hit that lamppost.
I call him, pal.
Has anybody been hurt?
The post.
Don't look now, darling, but we're not alone.
The crowd? They saved our lives.
They have?
Sure, because they made it impossible for whoever was chasing us to finish the job.
What lovely people. Jerry.
What now?
Our voices.
Oh, we've still got them. Oh, you mean the... here it is.
Is it broken?
Let's see. Nope. Not a dent in the disc.
Oh, I'm so glad. Let's go home, darling.
Right. Driver, do you think you can divorce the cab from the lamppost?
Sure. Like you might say, it was only a marriage of convenience.
Home. Dear old apartment 6B.
Home is where the heart is. Where the... Jerry, standing outside of our door.
Oh, home is where happy is.
Hello.
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 I'll get the door open. Sorry we kept you waiting, Happy. What can we do for you?
I observe you still got the record I give you.
Yes, our voice.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, but it ain't your voice.
It isn't?
I made a mistake. I wrapped up the wrong record.
That seems a strange thing to do.
Yeah. I'm always doing strange things.
Why don't we just unwrap the record and see, darling?
Sounds reasonable. Here's the wrapping paper. And here's the record.
The label. Oh, Jerry. Animal imitations. Us?
No, Mrs. North. That's my punt. That record is devoted to guys making like animals.
I wonder.
So,
The Jerem studio doesn't seem to be run very efficiently. Maybe this is the right record and the wrong label.
Mr. North, I give you my word of honor.
I'm not sure I care to take it. We were shot at on our way home.
Not by me. I am a voice to firearms.
Maybe, but I still think we ought to make sure this is really the wrong record.
I've a feeling you're right, darling. I'll turn the phonograph on.
Thanks, Pam. And now the record... Needle?
Unreasonable, Ma. We're alone, you can spill.
Spill what?
I got word there's been a heavy snowfall lately.
Yeah? Did you also find out I had Hank taken off the snowplow myself, personal? Because I did, and what's more?
That seems to be all.
Nothing very mysterious, darling. Just a discussion about the weather.
I wonder. Happy. Happy.
Jerry, he's gone.
Must have sneaked out while we were listening to the record. I better shut the phonograph off.
That's strange. That record very definitely doesn't belong to us, and...
Happy beat it as soon as we began to listen to it. Which means that...
I suppose you could say there's more in that discussion of the weather than meets the ear.
The doorbell rings. I'll see who it is.
All right, darling.
Mr. North?
Yes, what can I do for you?
You won't mind if I sit down, will you? I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, of course not. Pam, this is,
Mrs. Claney.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Claney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you must be...
That's right, my dear. People call me Ma Claney.
You're the owner of Ma Claney's Kitten Club. Jerry, that's one of the most famous nightclubs in New York.
I've heard of it. Have you come to invite us to appear there? Aha, you must have heard our record,
not exactly, Mr. North. Although any time Mrs. North and you would like to come down, there'll be a ringside table waiting for you and no check.
That's very sweet of you.
Well, you're a very sweet child. The fact of the matter is, Mr. Jerrems told me you'd received by mistake a record belonging to me. I hate to bother you, but...
Oh, then it must be the... Oh!
What's wrong?
Pamela bit her tongue. She's always doing that. Aren't you, darling?
Yes, darling.
You were saying, Mrs. Claney?
Well, just thought I'd stop by and pick up my record myself and save you the trouble.
Oh, that's very nice of you, but we don't have your record. The only one we have is our own.
How do you know it's your own?
Because we played it on our phonograph. Quite a thrill hearing your own voice coming back at you.
Would you mind playing it for me, just to be sure? And
why, Mrs. Claney, you don't doubt Jerry's word.
Oh, no, of course not.
And it is so late, isn't it?
So why not drop in some other time earlier?
And we'd be glad to let you listen to our record.
For hours on end. But right now, good night, Mrs. Claney.
Yes, good night.
Now, wait a minute.
Having trouble with your bag, I'll take it.
Don't!
There. Oh, heavy, isn't it? And inside... Why, Ma, a revolver.
Give me that.
You have a license for it?
Of course I have.
Good, then you won't have any trouble reclaiming it from the police. Your bag, Mrs. Claney, and the door.
You know, you two are either very smart or very dumb. I'm not sure yet, but when I find out...
Come back and tell us, won't you? Good night. Jerry, shut the door.
Delighted, darling.
Well, she wasn't very happy. Jerry, was that gun loaded?
To the brim. Darling, get your shoes on.
Again?
I think we should pay a visit.
Oh, goody. To whom?
Mr. Jerrems of Jerrems Sound Studio.
Are we going to return the record to him?
Why, no, darling. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to put him on the record.
Oh, streets are almost deserted.
It's late enough. I have a feeling Mr. Jerrems may be annoyed when we burst in on him.
Then let's not burst, huh? Or, we have to.
I think so, darling. Well, here's the studio.
It's dark.
Funny, I hadn't expected that. The door. Locked.
Home.
Not yet. Oh. There was a back room to the place.
That alley, darling.
Come on.
Jerry.
Hmm?
How long can you go to jail for burglary?
Oh, not very. And you meet such charming people. Window.
It's still dark, except... Jerry.
I know, smoke.
It's coming from the studio window.
I can't see. Hey, Pam, there's a man lying on a cot in the room.
I thought you couldn't see.
I can now because flames are creeping into the room.
Jerry, we better turn in an alarm.
Stand back.
That isn't the way.
Sure it is if you want to break a window.
What are you going to do?
That man on the cot isn't moving. I'm going in after him.
Oh, you can't, darling. You wouldn't look nice toasted.
I've got to. He's unconscious. Darling, call the fire department while I go in there.
Nothing doing. I'm going with you.
But Pam...
I'm too young to be a widow, so I've got to make sure that you don't die. Anyway, not before I do. Jerry, that smoke was awful.
It's all over now, darling.
Is he still unconscious?
As a matter of fact, I think he's given up consciousness for good.
Jerry, he's dead?
Very much so.
The smoke?
I don't think the smoke had much of a chance with him. You see, somebody had presented him with a revolver full of bullets first.
Mullins?
Yep, Mullins. We've identified that corpse you rescued. The name is Jerems.
The man who owned the studio.
The same. You were kind of wasted that rescue act, Mr. Noah.
No, we didn't, Mullins. You see, that fire was set for one purpose.
Which was?
It's hard to find bullet holes in a skeleton. Jerems was supposed to be burnt completely, darling, so that it would look like accident instead of murder.
Well, I guess you're right at that. Have you got any ideas on the subject of who killed him?
I don't know. It may have been someone we heard him talking to.
But, darling, we never heard Jerems. Or did we?
I rather think we did, Pam. But it's not much help.
Still, we almost have it. Except...
No proof, no real understanding of the motive or what part Happy played or... I don't know.
We'd better go home and go to bed, darling. But it's all there, I'm sure.
It's all there where?
Why, Sergeant Mullins. In the groove, of course.
No, I'm getting right up. Getting up.
Huh? Wake up, Jerry.
It's too dark. I prefer my mornings with a touch of sun.
Jerry, I heard something in the living room.
Mice. Big mice.
Uh-huh. Are you going to...
I suppose so. When they start moving furniture around, stay there and get ready to scream. Well, it's dark in here. I just stick my head in like this.
Jerry! Jerry!
Darling, you've got an echo.
Have I got a live husband?
I think so.
Oh.
Anything missing?
I don't know.
Try the record cabinet.
You think that...
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course. The record was... It isn't. Jerry, the burglar took that animal imitations record, the one that Mark Claney and Jerem's on it.
You mean he thought he did?
But it's gone.
What the burglar took was a little item called The Way You Look Tonight. Incidentally, you look all right.
Thank you, darling. But the way you look tonight is right here and... Uh-oh. The label's sticky. You switchy?
I switchy. And isn't baby talk repulsive? I guess Mullins is indicated.
Indicated? He'll be apoplectic.
My goodness. Even when you not go to sleep, do you stay asleep? No. You go around getting hit by strangers.
It was in our own living room, Sergeant Mullins.
And it may not have been a stranger. Mullins, where's Happy?
Who knows? The department has been looking for him, but I guess he took a powder.
Uh-huh, under the circumstances, he... What did you say?
I said he took a powder. That's a slang expression meaning he scrammed, blew, took it on the lam.
But Mullins, suppose it isn't a slang expression. Suppose Happy really took a powder.
I don't get it.
I know what Jerry means. And I sort of think Ma Claney got it.
Mullins, We came to see Ma, not her daughters.
Nice family she's got.
Little short on clothes, though. Jerry?
Oh, we're on our way. Office is back here. Shall we knock or...
We go in.
Oh, that... Oh, the North. Did you find my record?
Not exactly. Mrs. Claney, this is Sergeant Mullins.
Hello, Sergeant. Rest your arches.
No, ma'am. I'm from Homicide.
Oh,
and I thought...
Who's been killed lately?
A man named Jerems.
Well, it's too bad. A friend of yours?
Why, Mrs. Claney, we rather thought he was a friend of yours.
Did you? Oh,
no
him.
Sense in wasting time. Mrs. Claney was happy.
What makes you think
this
that?
Is the only place in town where he could be hiding out.
Oh, why should he hide out?
The police want him.
Murder?
You could say that.
Oh,
the penalty for accessory before or after the crime is the chair, Mrs. Claney.
Oh, sorry. I hadn't realized. I mean...
You mean you hadn't realized. All right. Take us to him.
I don't like to let a friend down, but if it's murder, well, I suppose friendship goes just so far, don't it? He's in the next room.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's be getting in there and see...
Jerry!
I hide. No copper is going to take me. You hear? No.
Now, look here, young fella.
I've got a big gun, see? A big gun.
Jerry, and be careful.
Hey, don't get so close.
Sorry, Happy, but I'll take that gun.
No, let go of me. I don't want to...
Lovely stocking, Mr. Noah.
Yeah, he's out cold. I want to take a look at his eyes.
Why?
Because you said Happy took a powder. Pupils like pinpoints.
Then his nickname wasn't because he was sad all the time.
That's right. Happy was only half of it. The other half was dust. Happy dust.
I certainly appreciate your asking me to come to your home with you, Mrs. North, and offering to return my record.
Jerry and I just wanted to clean up all the loose ends. Right, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. Happy's in jail, and... Mrs. Claney, you'll find your record in the cabinet there. Excuse me while I fix a few drinks, hmm?
Sure, I'll just get the record and... Hey, sure it's here, Ms. North?
Oh, of course. Jerry...
Here we are, darling. Mrs. Claney, you'll find it?
No.
Jerry, maybe Happy stole it last night when he burgled the place.
Maybe he did. Because whoever burgled us last night killed Jerems for that record. Mrs. Claney, you know how the record was labeled, don't you? Animal imitations?
Is that so?
Jerry, look. Another gun. And Mrs. Claney is pointing it at us.
Very inconsiderate. If it went off...
Listen, I know that animal imitations record isn't the one with my voice on it.
How do you know?
Well, I...
Because you stole it last night and tried it on a phonograph and found out I'd switched labels? Wouldn't that be how, Mrs. Claney?
Maybe it would be, North. So what?
So you burgled our apartment, and therefore you killed Jerems.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why would I kill him?
He was blackmailing you with that record.
It must be in this...
Oh, shut up, you. Now, North, what's in that record to give anybody a hold over me?
Snowfalls. You and Jerems weren't talking about the weather. Heroin, cocaine. Snow is quite a common expression for narcotics. And you admitted getting rid of Hank from off the snowplow. Or should I say the truck delivering narcotics?
Nice figuring, North.
Very nice. Happy was just a stooge for you. You bribed him to steal the record, but dope fiends aren't very reliable, are they?
All right, they're not. But I don't take the stuff. I just sell it. So you'll find my aim is reliable unless you hand over that record. Now, where is it?
Why, Mrs. Claney, it's right here in this album. Here, take it. Album and all.
Oh. Darling, you're not too cold.
Oh, not me, Jerry. Tchaikovsky.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mullen, so long. She's confessed. Police were looking for the murderer of a guy known as Hophead Hank to the narcotics ward. That record will put Mrs. Claney in the chair.
Jerry.
Hmm?
Do you realize that when Jerem's studio was burned, our recording was burned with it?
I hadn't realized. Oh, well.
Oh, well, nothing. Now, I'll never know whether you're as romantic as Charles Boyer.
Well, darling, there are other ways of finding that out besides having my voice recorded.
As for example... Again.
Again.
Who's Boyer?